call. This is Nikki Moore. I am part of your upline. I am your presidential diamond. In addition to, some of you also have two presidential diamonds, Shannon Altman as well. So this is exciting, you guys. The company is growing and growing and growing, and you guys are a part of that big mo, that big momentum that we're starting to hear. And it's quite ironic because I was just talking with somebody that I met last Tuesday. Some people were asking about our business, and this guy had been in another business, and he was asking us those types of questions, like, so, you know, asking us about the stability of the company and asking, he said, are you in the big mo? And I thought that was funny because I thought corporate made it up, but it's not. It's just really across the board with multi-level marketing companies. It's something that people really recognize, and it was just such affirmation to be like, yeah, we are in that stage. It's a stage of growth, and we're in it. And so this means nothing but good things. And then he started asking if we're branding ourselves. Isn't that funny? We were just talking about that a couple months, less than a couple months ago. But, you know, changing from the ultimate body applicator to the It Works Wraps is what people are asking for, is the It Works Wraps. And so we really are in a stage of our business that we are in that big momentum, that climb, that upward climb where we have not hit the saturation point. And it's so exciting to be part of a business and to be on that end of it. When we hit that saturation point, the business is going to explode. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people are going to jump in the company at that point because it's going to start to be that household name. And for us to be in before it hits that point is just going to make us that much stronger. And so it's just fun. It's fun to be with a company. I didn't realize when we started that we had got in as early as we had gotten in from looking at research and studies and things like that across the board with other companies and what other people have to say about businesses like ours. So I'm really excited to have everybody on the call tonight. I have Denise Belknap. She's on the other line. Denise, did you make it on the moderator line?
I did. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Thank you.
Denise, if you guys don't know, she is local here to me. She is a double diamond now, and she has been with the company for, you signed up again in, what, 2011 in April?
Yep, the end of March, so it's been about 16 months.
Okay, so 16 months, and she's experiencing wonderful success with the company. She was, I'm going to go ahead and let you share your big news real quick. Just, if you would just kind of talk just a little bit about yourself, maybe just some of your experience with what the exciting news was that happened in your family recently.
Okay. I had been using the products for about 6 months prior to getting in with the company, and these products are just, obviously, as most of you know, are just phenomenal. So really what happened first was the products just changed my health, changed the health of my family. That in itself creates a lot of, head turning and people saying, oh, wow, these products really do work. So just really feeling like, you know, me and my family were a product of the products. And because this business opportunity is so phenomenal, my husband has recently been able to quit his job. So what is it, the 17th? So he's been not quite out of work for about 3 weeks now. And we're just excited that he has the ability to choose what he wants to do and spend time at home with me and the kids. Spend some time volunteering and just really find out what he wants to do instead of going to that job every day because he has to provide, you know, our income and our benefits because our income now, if it works, is double what he was making in a professional job. So we're just so thankful for the opportunity that we have, and it's just going to get better.
That's right. Show me the money. I'm excited to have Denise on the call because she's an amazing leader, and so she is just going to help me go through the call. We're going to talk tonight about generating leads. You know, we're in that position right now of the big momentum. We really are. And I think what's really important to think about is you are setting the pace for your business. Now, do people have a warmer market than other people? Most definitely. Do some people have to work a little bit harder? Most definitely. I will not even undermine that, because I get that. I get that people have different markets to work with. Different people have different personalities, different comfort zones. And all of that comes into play, but the really cool thing about this business is that there are so many different ways that you can get the word out. There's so many different ways that you can run your business, and so this really can be something that you can propel forward. And so I've been thinking a lot lately about what is it? What have we set our mind? I decided that in July I'm going to claim it. July is going to be my month. I'll tell you what, you guys, I'm hungry. I am still hungry. I am just as adamant, and I am just as eager and just as motivated and excited, if not more, than I was the day that I started. I realize the potential of this company, and I look at it. I'm 38 years old, and I was a special education teacher working part-time, just my husband was a chiropractor, working, four kids. I had the same kind of time constraints that everybody else does. Now, some of you don't have a spouse. Some of you don't have kids. Some of you don't have a house to keep up with. I don't know what your story is, but we all have life. We all have things that are thrown at us, and we all have things that we have to get through. But what you need to decide right now is, are you going to go with this momentum, or are you going to let it stop you? Now, summertime. Across the board, typically, summer is a little bit slower. People are going on vacations. You need to enjoy yourself. You need to take your vacation time. You want to spend it with your family. I get that. Especially here in Michigan, we get like 3 months of great weather. And so you better believe that every day that the sun is shining, as you can see from my Facebook post, I'm outside of my mom's pool. Now, I'm working there. I bring my laptop, and I'm on the phone, and I'm doing stuff. But I am out there because in Michigan, I swear we get like 9 months of snow. It's not true. We've had a really mild winter last year, but I just dread the thought of it. So I'm taking advantage of everything that I can. And so I certainly think that you need to stop and take time out for yourself and recognize that other people are going to do the same thing, but we can still plow through it and we can still get there. And so if you decide that this is going to be your month, if you decide today, make that choice, it's going to happen for you. And so with that, it's so duplicatable. This business is so duplicatable. We have the steps to success. And this is something that everybody should do. And if you didn't get a chance to do it yet, then go right back and start at it again. The first thing that we have for our steps to success is, number one, sign up, join Boost and Party. It's $99 to start your own business. $99 is nothing. $99, let's trivialize it, is a lot for some people. It's a lot of money. But when I think about a business opportunity, that's what I'm saying. A business opportunity, it's nothing. There's not very many things that you can go out and start up. I mean, that alone wouldn't even cover the overhead. That wouldn't even cover the electricity in some places, your inventory, your rent, your employees' salaries, whatever it may be. $99 is a drop in the bucket. So $99 gets you started on your path to being a millionaire, for real. I mean, it's crazy. If you know what our uplines are making, you totally understand that this is a real possibility. Boost. We have the booster kit right now. It's $4.99, and it gives you everything that you need for your first couple launch parties. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So Boost Kit is a really smart way to go because you get four wraps in your kit, four wraps that you can turn around and sell for $25 to $30, and you can make back your initial investment of $99, which makes it a risk-free investment. So join Boost. Boost gets you that extra product so you can get those parties on the book. And then we want to go ahead and get our parties launched. Okay. With that, we have an $80 BV, basically an $80 a month overhead for your business. You can get anything you want with that. If you choose to get wraps with your auto ship, which I do suggest, you're going to go ahead and get two boxes of wraps for $118, but you're going to turn around and sell them for $25 to $30 when you get them in a month, and you're going to make over a $200 profit. So that's going to pay for your ADVV auto ship to be commission qualified. And you do want to be commission qualified because you joined this to make money. You joined this as a business, not as a hobby. So Join, boost, and party. You want to have 2 to 3 launch events in your first 30 to 45 days if you can. There's so many things that you can do at your party. There's videos out there. We've got information that we can send out to you. Get with your upline if they're not local to you. I most certainly have lots and lots and lots of successful people on my team that they did their first events all on their own. They were all on their own until they got their team underneath them as far as geographically speaking. Emotionally, they were not alone. Emotionally, you have the team. That's what we are here for. That is to support you. So 2 to 3 launch parties, because that brings you to step 2. Get more with 4. When you get 4 loyal customers in your organization within your first 30 days, you're going to get a credit of 120 BV. And that's toward free product. You can turn around and get 2 more boxes of wraps if you want for $10. And again, those 2 boxes of wraps is going to yield you a minimum of $200 by selling them at $25 a piece. You don't have to get wraps with your product credit. You can go ahead and use that to try to our greens or our ProFit Shake or our Fat Fighters or any one of our amazing products so that you can start to be a product of the product. But that is there for you to use. And that's in addition to the 15% that you're also going to make off of those loyal customers. Not only are you going to get paid on that because you're starting to produce some volume and you're generating some momentum within your own team, but you're going to get rewarded with that 120 BV product credit. You do have, if you signed up in June or July, you do have an extra 15 days. And you'll have to bear with me. I can't remember that first date where they started giving new distributors an extra 15 days to get your 4 loyals. But right now, for June, July, for sure, for a fact, it's 45 days to get your 4 loyal customers to get that product credit. So, join Boost Party, get more with 4, and then the third step is go Ruby. That's your first foundational step to get to Diamond. Ruby is where you find 3 other people to run this business with you. And then what are you going to do with them? You're going to go back to 1. They're going to join, they're going to boost, they're going to party, they're going to be on auto ship to get paid. They're going to schedule their 2 to 3 launch events. If you're local, go help them. Don't take their wrap sales, don't sell your wraps, let them sell their wraps, let them make money. They keep their loyal customers, they keep their distributors. We pay it forward in this business, and everything comes back, and that's how you're successful. So you're going to help them do that. And then when 2 of them have a volume of 400, which how many loyals do you think it takes to get a volume of 400? About 4 to 5, depending on what they order. We have some amazing packages out there that they can get. And then the third person has 2 team members underneath them that are also qualified at 400 BV. They're Ruby. And then we just keep paying it forward. We just keep teaching our team to be good mentors and leaders and help them generate some momentum. So that's all really you have to do to start out, to generate this momentum within your business. But then people say, then what? Then what do I do? I have my 2 to 3 launch events. I found some people to do it with me, but now I just can't seem to get anything. And so here we're going to talk about all the different ways that you can generate leads within your organization, things that other teams are doing, things that we're doing. This is the way to get the word out, and this is the way to start to create that momentum for your team. So we're going to go ahead and have Denise start out with the first one for generating our leads.
So the first way that we can start generating leads is by doing parties, like Nikki said. So by scheduling those 2 to 3 launch parties in your first 30 days, it gets you in front of people. And you can do that by either personally hosting that in your home, or by asking somebody to be a hostess for you. And if they have 5 to 7 people there at their party that want to wrap, then you can wrap them for free. So it's a great incentive to get people to want to host for you. And I kind of throw in there, too, personally, I do a lot of one-on-one wrap appointments. Sometimes people kind of shy away from going to parties or might not want to have a party because they're too busy for whatever reason. And so it's nice to have that option, too, to do one-on-one wrap appointments. And then you can, while you're wrapping them, ask them if they know anybody that would like to tone tighten for them in 45 minutes, if they know anybody that would like to experience what they're experiencing, or if they may know someone that might want an additional income stream that you can get referrals from there to generate more leads.
Yeah, most definitely. And so we often say we're not a party plan, you know, but we like to party, right? How many times have you heard PM say that? but it's true. I mean, hosting those parties yourself, or getting hostesses to have those parties, or even those one-on-one appointments that Denise is talking about, the point in that is just to get the rap on the people. Because if you've tried the rap, you know all we have to do is get the rap on them. And once they try it and they experience it and they smell it and they feel the tingling and they see the results, whether it's in their stretch marks or in that cellulite, that spongy appearance, or that 90% of people that do experience interest within the first couple applications of a wrap, they're going to be hooked on it because nobody else has what we have. We are the It Works Wrap Company. And so that is a really good way to start to generate some momentum. The other cool thing about parties is, Denise was, you know, talking about, was you can get a lot of people in at the same time. And so, Denise, are you more comfortable with that one-on-one, or are you more comfortable in a party situation?
Well, I like to do both. I'm not more comfortable with one than the other. I just find that when doing one-on-one appointments in the beginning, after I did my first few launch parties, I wasn't necessarily like really confident to go out and do a full-blown party on my own. I still wanted the safety net of my awesome sister to, you know, be able to share the product. But by starting to do one-on-one wrap appointments, I realized very quickly that I was doing the same thing, meeting with people one-on-one, that I could do at parties with a bunch of people. So that really built my confidence to be able to share about the products, to know what I'm talking about, and being able to share that business opportunity too. So as soon as I realized, you know, hey, basically what I'm doing is a party, then going and, you know, doing my own parties and helping my team members launch became really second nature.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I think that brings up a really good point. So when you have a party, it's really nice because you can get 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 people, whatever it may be, in one location, and you can hit them with one fell swoop. You know, the bigger the party, it's going to go a little bit longer because you're going to take more time to wrap them in and get them unwrapped. But, you know, you're going to cover them in, you know, a matter of a couple hours, depending on that. I like to stick with new distributors. I really like you to stick around the 6 to 8 number mark. If you have 16 people, break it down to 2 parties. You could even do 2 parties in one day, a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock, because you're going to be sweating it. You're going to be nervous, and you're going to be in there wrapping them, and you're going to be nervous, and you're going to be worried about people waiting on you. Once you have more experience or you have team members that can help wrap, then you can go ahead and make them bigger, and that way people don't have to wait as long. But Denise made that good point about the one-on-one. It helped her confidence grow, and it just helped her realize that whatever she's saying to these people, that's the same thing she's saying to a group of people. And so really, you have that option. If your comfort level is with a bunch of people, then go there. If your comfort level is one-on-one and it's more intimate and you feel like you can answer questions a little bit better and you can just really personalize it, go with that. In my mind, those are both somewhat of a, you know, it's a party. It's getting the rap on people, and that is really the point. The next way to generate leads is through your loyal customers. Now, you have to be out there getting some loyal customers or after you've had a couple launch parties, but this is something, too, for more of the seasoned people who feel like they're at a standstill. If you ever feel like you're at a standstill, go back and have another launch event. A party is a great way to jumpstart the momentum. But in the meantime, to look for those parties, you can go with your loyals. These people are really great for referrals. They know how the product works. They have testimonies. They've tried it. It's not on trial with them anymore. But ask that loyal customer if they would be interested in hosting a party for you. I know that there are distributors out there that have built their business on asking royals to host parties, and then it increases their social network. And so it was somebody on Denise Walsh's team. That's what she did forever. She had a loyal host a party, and then she got more loyal customers, and then she waited, you know, for them to be a loyal customer for a few months and, you know, kept in contact with them, follow up with them, and all of that good stuff. And then would ask them, hey, you know, you've been a product of the product for a while. It seems like you like it. What's your favorite one? Would you be interested in hosting a party for me? I would really love it because I know that you like it, and I'm sure you'd love to share it with your friends. And this way, you can get a free wrap if you host a party. So you can incentivize that, but then you can also build your social network by asking for more referrals from your loyal customer via a party. They're also great people for referrals for one-on-one products, or they might just have a friend that they, you know, you just want to get together with them, or they want to become a loyal customer. So don't overlook your loyal customers. They're very, very important to our business, and they can do a lot for you. I had a party with one of my distributors here locally, and she had a customer who seriously was a loyal customer for somebody else. It was a customer of hers, but it was a loyal customer of another distributor. And we didn't know that when she came to the party. But she came to the party and she brought three friends. You would have thought that this woman was a distributor. I mean, I really tried to push her. I don't push people, but I tried to push her to become a distributor because she knew everything. She was basically taking over my presentation at the party, which was awesome. I loved seeing that knowledge within her and that confidence and that love of the product. But we had another event, and she came again to wrap, and she bought a wrap from us because she loved the social atmosphere, and she loved the product so much, and she brought more guests. So don't ever underestimate the value of a loyal customer, yours or somebody else's. I wouldn't go out and snatch them, but this distributor of mine happens to own her own hair salon, and so she was a client of hers for hair, and that's how she got invited to the party from the salon. So that it's just a pretty neat story, and it's things that you wouldn't even think about happening. And so, Denise, expos?
Expos. If you keep your eyes open, there are expos all over the place. And they can be any number of different topics. It can be a home-based business expo. It could be a women's expo, health and wellness, beauty. We have, a little something for for everything with our three different product lines. So who doesn't want to tone, tighten, and firm? You know, I think it's really cool if we can set up just a simple display. You can have empty bottles from our products out on display. And if there's a bathroom nearby, or you can create a magic skinny booth where people can wrap right on site. Just a really great way to, get that product on people. And then they can walk around and while they're looking at other booths wearing your wrap. Expos are just an awesome, awesome thing.
And
sometimes they can get a little costly. So
mm-hmm.
If there is one with an entry fee, you may want to look at sharing it with a couple of people depending on the cost. But they are just a great way where people can just meander on up to your table. They are coming to you to hear more about what your product is.
And what does your expo booth typically look like, Denise? Like, what kind of things would you have out for people?
Well, I just have a small box that I bring to expo events. It's just got a black sheet in it, just a cheap black sheet. It's got some fun green material that I can just kind of drape over that. Some boxes to make different levels that I put underneath the sheets to make different levels for the products to sit on. And then I just have a couple of things like mirrors, like round mirrors, and put the product models up there and just arrange it depending on the space that I have. I always have some kind of lead box or jar or something like that to do a drawing at expos. And yeah, I love to have my defining gel on hand so that I can give them a little, a little squirt so they can feel that.
Definitely.
And think that's about it. And birth cards.
Definitely. Yes, birth cards. Yeah. Expos are fun because you can make them elaborate. I know I've seen photos of Dawn Rogers' expos, and her tables are, like, phenomenal. They put mine to shame. It looks like I just literally decided, like, 3 minutes before the expo what my table is going to look like. And hers is, like, it's gorgeous. And so this is a really cool place to display your artistic ability. But some are a little bit more dressier than others. So I have learned from Dawn and other people on my team who like to do those a lot and do a lot of them and do them very well, that if you're going to something for a wedding or, you know, something that is for a special event, that type of an expo, then go ahead and bring some flowers, bring some bows, dress it up. I've done stuff for breast cancer, and so I've added pink to my table, so it's black, green, and pink. Go ahead and go with the theme of it. Michelle Grassi in Florida had a really cute table that she posted on the Facebook page, and she had a Christmas in July, so she had a little Santa and a wreath and, you know, going with the theme and making it fun. But keep all of your empty bottles, and those are what we use to display. And like Denise says, I have a little mirror, too, that just to make it pretty, and I have some colored gems. But really, the bottom line is I would really be frugal about your expos. Some people pay a lot of money. If you do, I would really consider looking into the time that it is. You know, I wouldn't pay $500 for an expo table from 1 to 3 o'clock or 11 to 5. I would look at that more as a couple-day event. So if you're looking at something that's an all-week event, I know that Kylie Schaefer and her team just did an all-week event, and she split it amongst her whole team. Look at the time constraints of it, and then look at the cost involved and how many people you can get. If you don't have a team of distributors that you can split it with, it's okay to go sideline to sideline. When I first started, I did expos with my sidelines. And regardless if it's my sideline, my downline, my upline, it doesn't matter. If I'm splitting a booth with somebody, now this is my personal opinion, and so if you do it different, it's up to you and your team. You know, this, I'm not saying this is the hard, fast rule. But for me, if I go into an event and I say that there's six of us, we're going to split it equally. So if it's $600, we're all going to put $100 in. If it's, you know, it's a $600 event and it's a two-day event, or if, let's say a three-day event, and we say that we're going to need 12 boxes of wraps, then we all bring two boxes into the pot. And then what we do is at the end of the time, all of the leads get divided by the six of us. All of the wraps that are left over gets divided equally amongst us to take back home. All of the money from the wrap sold gets divided equally amongst us. If there's loyal customers, we usually save them. And I draw numbers or we draw straws. And we go in order. So the first person who, you know, person got number one, they get the first loyal. Person got number two, got the second loyal. Unless you had a personal relationship with them. If you had a personal relationship with somebody and got a loyal, then you step back the next time somebody else comes up, because it's not fair for you to have all the personal relationships, if you get my drift. So that's up to you. I do believe in doing it equally. I've also done events that are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if there's six of us, you know, have two of us a shift or something like that, and I've gone equally too, because it's not fair in case Sunday is slow traffic and Friday is busy night, because everybody's going to want the Friday night. I've just held it off and split it. That's just a suggestion. You could also split it day by day, however you want to, but as long as it's fair and equitable to everybody. But lots of cool things can happen with expos. There's so many different ones. There's day ones, there's week ones, there's weekend ones, and there's all different types. There's mommy ones, there's car and boat. Dawn did a car and boat one, I believe. And she does things that I would have thought, oh, that's a little unconventional for a body wrap. But you know what? If there's other home-based businesses there, if there's Mary Kay, Avon, Tupperware, Scentsy, 31 Gifts, whatever, if they're there, then you're there too, because it's open for everybody. So keep your eyes peeled on that, and you can usually find that on the internet. If you just even Google, you know, if you live in Dallas, you know, Dallas local expos or whatever, you can Google that and find stuff. The next thing, if you just jump down, we're talking about different ways to generate leads. The first one we've talked about is parties. Then we talked about loyal customers, expos, and then now the fourth thing is blitzing. We all have our things that we like and that we don't like. I happen to like blitzing. I think Cammie Dempsey hates it. And personally, expos are not my favorite thing to do. I'm way too high strung to sit back behind a booth for 2 days. I do like big ones, very big ones that we can split and that we're there for a couple days. I feel that it's worth. But my favorite thing really is blitzing. I love it because it keeps me on the move, and there's so many different things that you can do with blitzing. One of the ways that we blitz is through a direct blitzing. I'm actually doing this tomorrow with some people. If you're local and you want to go, we're going at 11:30. Text me. But anyways, I know Denise is taking people out tomorrow night too. So if you want to go blitzing with Denise and Lisa tomorrow night, you can do that as well. Text them. But what we do is I'm just setting aside 2 hours. I do not set aside a whole day. Absolutely not. But a couple hours where everybody has their blitz cards ready, and you go in selectively to places of interest, businesses that would probably look at incorporating the wraps into what they do. And so we're going to go out and we're going to blitz hair salons, tanning salons, mom and pop type places, consignment stores, bridal places, any place that could go ahead and incorporate what we have into what they have. And it's quite simple. If you've heard Pam, if you've gone to any boot camps or city tours, you don't say much. You walk in, and what my tagline is I walk in and say, hey, I'm just an Arian passing out some coupons. Can I give you one? And I give it to them. And then Pam would be, this is what it is. Show them the picture of the wrap. Let them think for a second. Flip it over. This is what it does. Step back. Wait for them to ask questions. The big no-no about blitzing is people get discouraged because they think they're going to close the sale. I am not going in tomorrow, for example, thinking I am going to close anybody. I am not going to sign up 10 distributors tomorrow, although it has happened. I've gone out and we've blitzed, and I know Shannon's done it. Shannon Altum as well has gone out and blitzed and signed up distributors, and we've signed up loyal customers, and I get the rap on people. I know when we went out in Philadelphia, somebody had said, well, that doesn't happen. And I'm like, it happens all the time. We get the rap on somebody. So, but that's a direct blitzing. You're specifically picking places to go to pass out your blitz cards. Another way of blitzing is really an indirect way. And that is really just what you're doing is incorporating it into everything that you do. It's kind of like your everyday life blitzing. That's when you go out to eat and you have a fantastic waitress and you give them a blitz card. Hey, you know what? I love your personality. You are so fun. Can I give you this? There's a business opportunity attached to it. We just went out to dinner on Friday night. My husband's best friend was in town, and we went out to P.F. Chang's, and our waitress was a hoot. I loved her. She had just enough sarcasm not to turn me off. I'm not a real sarcastic person. I don't love it. But she had just enough where it was kind of, you could tell that she was just ribbing us a little bit. And she was super fun, and I gave her a card, and I said, can I give you a coupon? I have my own business. I would love to have you on my team. There's a business opportunity. We'd just take a look at it. And that was it. And she was like, cool, thanks. If you're at the grocery store and you see people, you know, you got somebody in line or you run into somebody, you keep running to them at the grocery store like I always do, and they smile at you, and for some reason you're just like, hey, I like that person. Give them a blitz card. Well, when you go get your oil changed, give it to the mechanic and give them a blitz card. You know, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, when you're checking out, if you're shopping, you know, by retail, compliment the person, let them know why you're giving them a blitz card, and give them a blitz card. And sometimes it's as simple as, can I give you a coupon? And people will be like, yeah, I love coupons. Give them a coupon and go on your way. Another thing that people do when they're blitzing is bring a little notepad or sticky notes and say, hey, you know what, I'm having a contest actually, and if I could get your name and your email address, I do a drawing once a week, or I do a drawing once a month. And then you can go ahead and do a drawing of all the people that you blitz. Now you have their contact information that you can follow up with them. You know, the person that got the wraps, that won the wrap, you can go meet up with them and you can wrap them. And the other people, you can say, nope, I don't have it, but if you'd like to have a party, I would love to wrap you for free if you have, you know, 5 to 7 guests that want to come and try the wrap for $25. So blitzing to me just opens up a whole world of potential. It is allowing you to put your foot in the door to talk to people that maybe you wouldn't have talked to before. I think Mike Patillo was sharing with us, was it last week or the week? The week before they're starting to blend. But he said his thing is, oh, by the way, I've started up my own business in the area. If you know anybody that would be interested, could you give them this? That's pretty, I mean, you could do that, right? Even if you're shy and quiet. Hey, if you know anybody that might be interested, could you give this to them? Could you pass it along for me? So blitzing to me is just a real easy, quick thing. I don't feel that it's confrontational. I don't feel like it requires a whole lot out of me. But I love the fact that it's in my control who I want to give the card to. And when it's a salon owner or a place of business, I always grab a business card. I always grab a business card, ask for the manager's name or the owner's name, because if they're not there, I'm going to follow up with them. If they are, I'm still going to follow up with them in a couple of days and say, hey, I was in your neck of the woods and I stopped in your salon, real cute, whatever, or I go there all the time and I left some coupons at the counter. Did you see them? Well, it was for the Ultimate Body Applicator. It was for that It Works wrap. Have you heard of them before? Oh, they tighten, tone, and firm in 45 to 60 minutes. I was just calling you back because I didn't know if it would be something that you would be interested in as a residual income and add-on service for your salon. And there you go, book your appointment. That's where the close comes in, is in the follow-up. So if you can get their name and number, then that is the way to follow up with them for sure. Which leads us to our next question. Yes.
Just a question. What is a non-creeper way besides besides asking about doing a drawing type thing to get somebody's contact information so you can follow up? If you're just doing, say, you're blitzing the waitress at TF Chang.
If I'm blitzing the waitress, what you can do, if you feel comfortable, you can call back and ask for that waitress at the restaurant. Okay, that would be the way.
You're not actually asking at the time that you give her the coupon?
Nope, you could. You could. So that would be a way that you could contact them if they're still kind of on your heart. But another thing to do would be like, hey, if you're interested, you want to give me your email address, I can shoot you some more information. Most people are not threatened by getting an email address. When Shannon was in town here in June, we went out to Grand Haven and we blitzed a woman, and she was super, super interested. And because she was asking me so many questions, I was like, hey, if I can get your email address, I can send you some more information and we can, you know, pick a date to have a party or something like that. And she was like, oh, yeah. And she rattled off her email address to me lickety-split, and, you know, and so I had a way to contact her and follow up with her, and she was excited to. And in fact, when I left, she was like, don't forget to email me, like I would forget. But so a lot of times you can really tell by the conversation. If somebody's like, okay, thanks. Yeah, you can ask for it, but they're probably not going to give it to you. But if they're asking questions back, if you wait, let them process and let them ask you, then you're going to see if they're interested. And sometimes they're not, and sometimes they are. So blitzing, there's just so much potential. There's so many things you can do with it. But really, it's the follow-up is where you can close it. And if you can get that follow-up information. And if not, especially if it's a salon or someplace like that, if you're not in a Meijer or you're not someplace where you just see them randomly in the store, you can go back there and you can follow up with them in a few days if you didn't get a number or an address. If it's somebody that you just ran into at Meijer, then they cross your fingers if you didn't get their contact information and they call you back. So, which leads us to the next one with, where are we at, Denise?
We are at open houses.
All right.
Open houses are kind of a fun little deal. It's, you know, where you can collaborate with other home-based businesses. Then everybody is able to pull their guests and bring them to one place, increase your exposure. And I have recently, in the last year, I have a friend that has had open houses that has invited me to her home 3 different times for open houses. And, you know, there might be 10, 12 vendors there. And it's really, really awesome because not only every time have I gotten new leads. And there might not be a ton of leads, but, you know, 5-10 leads each time is great when I'm getting new leads. But it also has given me a chance to know the other consultants and make connections with them. So, you know, it's given me a chance to kind of get to know them and who I might want to work with. And, you know, working with people that have experience in our industry that could potentially lead into them being some great loyal customers or potentially some really awesome distributors in the future. So, and when I do an open house, I do the same thing. I bring my little expo box just like I would for an expo, and I just set up a table and stand out in front and greet people as they come in. And so I always have like a lead box or I like to use like a hurricane jar, ask people to sign up to enter to win a free wrap or facial. And that's how I'm able to get the leads from that. I always walk around too to the other vendors as well and make sure that they get their name in the jar.
Definitely. It's a great place to network. It's definitely a good place to network with other
home-based businesses. I can't even think. One thing I would be careful if you do that, don't be pushy with your business on theirs because they think their business is pretty awesome too. We know that our business is way more awesome, but they think it's pretty good. And they might be making decent money. But if you create a rapport and a relationship, they're going to want to work with you again. And then at that stage of the game, I have the same thing with you. I've had other businesses become loyal customers. I've liked their product, and so I've bought their product because, of course, I have other things in my house and my life that I want. And I've bought their product, and they've become a loyal customer. So it's kind of like a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back type thing. But also to have them jump on board with us, too, because as they watch your growth, and their growth isn't as quick, that's where you're really going to start to get them. So that's kind of a cat and mouse wait and see game too as well. But what a great place to get the word out and have yourself exposed to their clientele as well as exposing your clientele to theirs. And it's another product, so there's no threat. networking groups. Networking groups are another way that you can help to generate leads. Business networking groups. My husband was part of a BNI group, a Business Networking International. I'm not quite sure of the formal name of it, but he did that for his chiropractic business, and he started One Up. He loved it so much with a group of guys, and they're actually, those people that were in those business networking groups, we're still friends with some of them. We've made really good friends, and we have really good referrals. So on the same account, whereas I will only go to one place now to get our car fixed because we have a rapport with that person because I trust that person. And one person that we would go and do our mortgage with, they have a person that they can come to for their health care needs, for their supplement needs, for their wraps, that type of thing. It's a really good way. The cool thing with BNI is you have to pass referrals to people every month. And so you're going to have to get referrals given to you, which is cool. So that's really worst case scenario, going to get you some loyal customers or get you some wrap appointments at the very least. So business networking groups, meetup groups, common interest groups, there is an interest group for everything. If you like to garden, there's a group for that. If you like to play chess, there's a group for that. If you like to make origami, there's a group for that. I don't even know if that's right, make origami or do origami. I don't know. But if you like to do it, it's out there. And so why don't you get out there and rub elbows with other people who like to do the same thing that you do, and you're making friends and you're enjoying yourself, but you're also increasing your social network. I have a gal that is a team member of mine now, and I was in her Spanish group. I, honest to God, signed up for her Spanish group to learn Spanish because my daughter is in a Spanish immersion program, and my fear is that all my children are going to talk about me behind my back, and I'll have no understanding of what they're saying. But I wanted to learn it. It's about time, right? And I purposely didn't say anything about my business to this group of women because I wanted a group of friends that didn't know what I did. And But sure enough, I brought greens one afternoon and was drinking it, and Dusty drank greens on her own, and she's very into health. And so she asked it, and at that point, we talked about it, and now she's a distributor and locking it out with the company. But that's how connections are made, because you do friendships and you get to know other people. One thing is going to lead to another. So networking groups, social groups, meetup groups, things like that. Of that nature, it's going to be fun, and it can also be beneficial for your business. So two more.
The next one is lead boxes. Lead boxes are something that you can set out, like I had mentioned at my open house. I always have, this hurricane jar that I bring with me that people can fill out their information, enter to win a free wrap or a facial. You can do these at open houses. You can do them at expos. Sometimes if you make a relationship with owners of a local gym or salon, sometimes they'll let you, put a lead box right, and leave it there. And then where you would do a drawing like once a month for a free wrap. Just a way to generate some leads. And
yeah.
Your local gyms and salons as well. And it can be as simple as a fishbowl or a hurricane jar, or, they actually have, clear plexiglass lead boxes at places like Office Max or things like that. Or just use a cardboard box and cut a hole in the top and wrap it up, decorate it. You can be creative.
Yeah, you can be creative. You can be very inexpensive with it, for sure. So another way to get the word out is just having those out. You never know what's going to happen. The next thing is a referral program, and this kind of piggybacks on everything else. You can have an inexpensive reward for the names of people, like a wrap or a facial, for people who refer other people to you. So you could do it with your loyal customers. Hey, you're a loyal customer now. If you send me four people that are interested in hosting a party, or four people that become loyal customers themselves, I'm going to go ahead and give you a free wrap. It's kind of like you hosted a party. If you get me four loyal, that's just as good as almost hosting a party. Or if you get me four people that want to have a party, I'm going to give you a wrap too, in addition to the hostesses for having the party. So you can have that referral. There's a punch card, I believe, on the Dream Team that people are using too for their loyal customers for referral programs. They get a punch card. They get their thing punched every time. However you want to work it, that's a referral program. So lots of different ways to think about getting the word out. Parties. Loyal customers, talking with them, getting referrals from them, using them in terms of references. Expos, blitzing, directly blitzing, going targeting places and putting it into your everyday life. Also, if I go to a Big B or something like that, Starbucks, I look for their bulletin board. My card's up on the bulletin board, lickety-split. I just pop it up there. Here's one thing. If you put a card up at a Big D board or a shopping market or something like that, or you just throw it up and you don't talk to anybody, technically it's not blitzing, okay? Blitzing is really where you're talking to somebody. You have to have a face-to-face interaction. If not, you're just putting the word out with your card. It's a free advertisement. There's also open houses, collaborating with other home-based business owners to pool your guests and increase the exposure for everybody. Networking groups, lead boxes, which you can have at expos, you can put it out at different venues, and then the referral program. So lots of different ways that you can get the word out and you can start to build your business depending on your comfort level and what you like and what you don't like. So with all of that, where are you going to get started? I know we only have a couple more minutes, so we'll just end with this. Where are we going to get started? Denise is just going to walk you through a couple things on where to begin. What are some of the things, what are these first steps in getting all of this out for your business?
Well, as we had talked about before, it's so important to, if you really want to get your business started out right, to schedule the 2 to 3 launch parties in your first 30 days. And this really, goes right into our steps to success. And one thing that that I've noticed with a lot of new distributors is you do step one, you join Boost and Party. You do step two, you gather your four loyal customers. And then they're like, okay, step three is go Ruby. Well, I don't have any distributors under me yet. How do I get distributors under me? And really, you know, I feel like some people get stuck at that step two part. But really, you just keep going back through step one and step two until you have a distributor under you that you can teach those steps to as well. So keep partying. Keep gathering loyal customers because it's all going to grow your check, grow your income, and get you out in front of more people so that you will eventually stumble upon that distributor if you don't already have somebody on board, just jumping right on board with you. So really keeping the steps to success in mind because that is what makes our business so fun and so easy. Another way to get started is your hundreds list. When you start out, grab a sheet of paper, list 1 through 100, and just start writing down names of people you know and keep adding to it. Have it be a living document that you can keep going to as, you know, when you have periods of time where you're thinking, okay, I need to do something, but what should I be doing? Go to that hundreds list. You can also send out an email. In the very beginning, let people know what you're doing. Use names off that hundreds list to generate, you know, who you're